Thank you for tuning in to Living Above Average Ministry Podcast, where we believe that abundant life is actually possible. Thank you, my friends, for tuning in today. I hope that you learn today and apply some tools today in your life so that you can live above average today. We're going to be talking about how to live above average in 2023. 2023, can you believe it? We are in the year 2023. I don't know about you, and I'm not sure how old you are, that those of you that are listening. However, I don't know if you remember back in 2000, well, it was actually 1999, and the world was about to turn 2000. And the year was going to be 2000. And I remember this so clearly. My husband and I and my kids were living in Indiana, and it was getting close to the year 2000. And this big thing called Y2K was happening, and people were freaking out because they thought the world was coming to an end and that the computers were going to crash because they had never seen 2000. The computers weren't even set to that. And they were freaking out, and everybody was, it was just creating chaos and fear and worry. And some people just became paralyzed and they just stopped living. Some people were thinking, oh my goodness, the world's coming to an end. I need to get all the food that I can, and I've got to barricade myself into the house. And it was just an interesting time. But here we are in 2023. And I thought for sure by now that the Lord would have come back. And I don't know if you have thought that, but I have often looked around the world and thought, oh my goodness, look at this world that we're living in. It probably would have been good if he would have come back by now. But I also know that he wants every person to have an opportunity to accept him as Savior. And so for that, I am thankful. So how do we live above average in 2023? First of all, I want to say that it is possible. And I also want to encourage you that if you're not already enjoying your life and already living your life to the fullest and above average, I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen out and write these things down and apply them in your life. And my friend, I promise you, if you apply these in your life, you will experience something you've never experienced before. So what do we need to do? First things first, we need a personal inventory. Places of employment do this at the end of the year. They do inventories. Okay, so what do we have left? What was sold? And they take this inventory. Well, we need to do that in our lives personally, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We need to do an inventory. Where are we at? Are we okay with where we are at? How do we get where we are at? So a personal inventory, I believe, is necessary in order for us to know and to live our life above average in 2023. So let's just do that. Let me give you a few questions that you can ask yourself that may help you in doing a personal inventory. And these are in the areas of mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Now, when you're asking yourself this question, I would suggest that you look at it as a scaling question. So from like 1 to 10, you know, just give yourself a number, 1 being super bad, 10 being super amazing, and be honest with yourself. When you do a personal inventory, the best thing to do is to be honest, because if you're not honest, then you're not going to know how you need to move or what direction you need to move in to be better. So being honest with ourselves is very, very important. I know that it's difficult for some people to be honest because maybe you don't want to admit to yourself where you're at. But honesty, as my mama says, honesty is the best policy. So be honest with yourself, my friend, so that you know where you are at and what steps you need to take to move from one place to the next place to live above average. Here's a question. Remember the scaling question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how am I feeling, or where do I find myself mentally? Remember, 1 being super bad, 10 being super amazing. Where do you find yourself at on this scale mentally? Where do you find yourself at on this scale physically? Where do you find yourself on this scale emotionally and spiritually? So take a moment and do that. Be honest with yourself. Give yourself an honest answer. It's okay no matter where you are on the scale, because with Jesus, we can always move up. So be honest with yourself. Where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10? And here are some things that if you think, well, physically, it's not just about being physically fit, like super muscles and all that kind of stuff. But think about this. Are you getting a lot of headaches or super exhausted, a lot of fatigue, or is there a lot of stress in your life? Those are things that affect our physical health, also our mental and emotional health, which also plays a part into our spiritual health, because all of these components work together to make us who we are. God made us in three parts, spirit, soul, and body, and all three of those need to work harmoniously together in order for us to live above average. So we need to be honest with ourselves. Where are you at? So when you look at this scale and you do your inventory and you're thinking, okay, so I did this. So I see I have a 5 and a 6 and a 4 and a 9. Okay, so then you ask yourself the second question. I wonder what it is that I need in my life to make me a 7 or to go from one point to the next point on this scale, to move up on this scale. Are there things that I'm not doing that I could possibly implement in my life that would help me go from a 6 to a 6.5? Are there things in my life that I may need to reevaluate and either eliminate or greatly reduce in my life so that can help me go from a 6 to a 6.5 or a 7 or a 3 to a 4? Those are things that we have to continually be honest and evaluate in our lives, because there are things that hinder us. There are things that pull us back. And it's not all necessarily a bad thing. It could just be something that's not necessary for our life to help us and propel us and push us towards a better life. And so we need to take that inventory and we need to do that. I mean, the Bible talks about how God prunes us, and pruning is a painful process, but it's a necessary process if we want to produce more fruit. If a plant wants to produce more fruit, the farmer will prune it so that it can produce more fruit or be more fruitful in the future. And those are things that we need to look at when we're doing a personal inventory. And so there's plenty of resources out there on the interweb that you can look at. Just be careful on what you find out there, because as we all know, it's not the safest place or the most honest place. If I were you, I suggest I would just ask myself these questions, research the Bible about how can I be more mentally abundant in my life or physically or emotionally or spiritually, and look in the Bible, like, how can I improve myself in this area? After we do a personal inventory, my next suggestion would be that we determine in our heart and in our mind to have a made up mind. My husband has said this multiple times from the pulpit, that we cannot go to the next place unless we have a made up mind. We have to have a made up mind to go to that next place. We have to have a good mindset to in place so that we can go from one place to the next place, so that we can move up the scale. So what does that mean? So after we're doing this, after we take this personal inventory and we ask ourselves these questions and we maybe speculate of what we need in our life or what we need to reduce in our life to make us move up the scale, we need to make a plan. So what does that mean, making a plan? Okay, well, now you've done the inventory, you've assessed what you possibly need or what you need to get rid of, and then you make a plan. So you set these goals. You set goals for yourself. Set a 1-month goal, set a 5-month goal, set a year goal, and make those goals realistic goals, make those goals attainable goals. And I would suggest figuring out how you can keep yourself accountable in this goal setting and in this mindset change, having a made up mind. Those are the things that you need to put into place next, making a plan. See, the Bible talks about we can plan our ways, but God directs our steps. So having a plan is good. We need to have a plan. We need to set goals, but also be open to the direction of the Lord that he may lead, the direction he may lead you in. We may have a plan to do this, and God is like, ooh, that's great. However, I need to push you a little bit over this way. So we need to be open to what God has, what the Holy Spirit's speaking to us when we're making these goals and these plans. Don't make a goal or a plan that's really outrageous that you know you're never going to obtain, because then you're just going to spin your wheels and feel like a failure. And that's not God's plan. God does have a plan, and he does have a purpose, and it is a process, but it's not intended to get you to look down on yourself or to give up. So have a made up mind. Then after you have a made up mind, the next suggestion I have is what I would say, take the first step, baby. We have to take that first step. You see, we can do the inventory and we can have all this glorious plans and goals, and we can plaster them all over our wall, and we can make goal charts and future plans and all of these things. But if we never take that first step, we will not obtain those things. And we'll look at those and we will think, I have failed. I don't even have the strength to do these things. We have to take the first step. So what keeps us from taking that first step? Well, the biggest thing is fear. The biggest thing is fear. But Joyce Meyer says it like this, do it afraid. I love that. We are going to have some fear when we're making changes. Change is not always easy. Well, matter of fact, it's just not easy. However, it's still possible and necessary if we want to move from one place to the next. So do it afraid. It's okay. It's okay if you're a little afraid of starting this, and it's okay that thoughts come in your mind of like, oh, am I going to do this? Those doubtings, the what ifs, ride it. It's okay. Just like, you know, well, what if this happens? Then flip the script on it. Well, okay. Well, what if I lift a weight and I get so sore and I don't want to do it again? Okay. Flip it. Well, what if I lift weights and I start off slow, and what if I like it and I start seeing changes in my body? So flip the script. Don't hold on to what you cannot control. Okay. The what if game is what our mind likes to do to get us off track. And the devil capitalizes on that. His biggest tactic is fear. And in fear, he gets you to play the what if game. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if this happens? Are those all possibilities? Sure. But do you realize that I think the statistic is, I'm going to be really conservative, maybe 87 to 90% of what we fear never comes to pass. So the what if games come? Okay. What if this happens? That doesn't mean you're a bad person for thinking that, or you're a failure for thinking the what ifs in a negative context. However, then flip that script. You say, yeah, that's a possibility, but what if I do this and this happens and it's a positive thing? So flip the script. Remember, you have to take the first step. And that's the hardest thing, I think, sometimes, is taking that first step. But once you take the first step, then the second step follows, and then the third step follows. And the more steps you take, the closer you are to obtaining that goal and living your life above average. My friend, we're going to have problems in this world. We're going to have pain. We're going to have struggles, and we're going to have trials and tragedies and trauma. All these things are going to happen. We're not exempt from that. The Bible says we are going to be affected. However, Jesus says, be of good courage because I've overcome the world. What is he saying to us? He's saying, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to hold your hand. I will carry you if necessary, because I know the plans I have for you, and they are good plans. They are plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. And that's where we're at today, my friend. That's how we live above average in 2023. I want you to hold on to your faith, dig deep into the scriptures, and don't allow fear to overtake you and to keep you paralyzed from moving forward, because God wants you to move forward. He wants you to live your life above average. He has set it out for you. It's a gift to you. We don't have to pay the price because Jesus paid the price. We have to take the gift. We apply it in our lives, and we get to experience the wonderful benefits of this application in our life. You see, Jesus loves you. He wants you to live your life and enjoy your life and enjoy it here and now on the way to where you are going. So my friend, living above average in 2023 is possible. Will you join me on this journey? Will you join me on this next step in 2023? I know that today is January the 10th, and we're just getting this podcast out, and January 1st has come, and everybody set these New Year's resolutions, and they start them for 1 or 2 days, but they never finish. I want to encourage you to take these first steps, do your inventory, have a made-up mind, take the first step. If fear comes on, do it afraid. Trust in Jesus and know that He's got you where you're at. He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants you to enjoy the best possible life you can on this side of heaven. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you tune in the next time. It'll be in 2 weeks, so we look forward to that. And God bless you. Thank you. We're praying for you. And remember, abundant life is actually possible.